steep, slippery part of the trail, followed by Mildred and Christy.
Take cover! JB's about to fire a big gun!
Hideyoshi grabbed at the stunned figure of the Ronin, Mashashita.
Tie him up!
How's JB done the cannon?
Shoved mud down it.
Stand away! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
A cloud of pale gray smoke drifted down from the top of the ridge 100 yards away.
Goodbye to their big blaster.
I would see what happened.
The Shogun, his samurai, and the Outlanders all climbed the slope to where JB had exploded the revolver cannon. JB stood proudly by an enormous crater, at least 15 feet wide, containing a few recognizable pieces of torn metal. The shattered end of the long barrel was there, and part of the breech block, driven into the trunk of a big redwood. Stinking smoke billowed from the muddy pit.
All the ammo went at the same time. Good job I had plenty of cord to fire it. Any closer and I could have gone up with it.
The explosion had torn branches from many of the pines that stood around the gun emplacement, and leaves and needles were scattered everywhere. Doc stepped cautiously to the edge of the crater, stared into it, then turned to Mildred at his side.
I have a question for you.
What?
It is somewhat zen. A question of a metaphysical sort, Dr. Wyeth.
Don't try to blind me with your big words. Just ask me the question, Doc.
What is a hole?
What?
Mashashiga stood close by, with Hideyoshi and Yashimoto, his face showing his interest in the discussion between the two Outlanders.
What precisely is a hole?
Doc gestured at the muddied pit with the ferrule of his sword stick.
Tell me how you define it, if you would be so kind.
A hole is a hole, is a bastard hole. I don't get what you mean.
Doc pointed to the middle of the crater.
Is the missing part in the center the hole? Or is it the hard stuff around the outer edge that is the hole?
For Christ's sake, Doc.
I'm serious, madam.
The Shogun tapped Doc on the arm.
I find your question most fascinating. Would you do me the honor of walking with me back to the castle, and we might discuss such problems?
My dear Lord Mashashige, I would deem it an honor to take part in such a discourse. Let us leave these crude peasants and talk of shoes and sealing wax and whether pigs have wings.
Doc led the way back down the hill, his arm linked with the Shogun's. The trip back had been uneventful, though 3 more of the men poisoned by the sarin gas had died within the past 2 hours. There had been no further attacks from the Ronin. The prisoner, Mashashita, trudged along at the tail of one of the surviving wags, his hands bound behind him. Yashimoto walked beside him, slapping him across the face and spitting at him.
Stop it, Yashimoto!
But he is a traitor, wishing to cut the ground below our feet, Lord.
He is still a samurai and should be respected. I will fight against him myself after we have tried him.
Back at the castle, the pretty young geisha, Issy, had persuaded Jack to play pachinko with her on one of the rows of beautiful antique machines in one of the first floor rooms. Ryan and Christy watched them for a few minutes, smiling at the enthusiasm of the Japanese girl. Takai Yashimoto passed by, pausing to try to outstare Ryan.
I'm not surprised to see you're interested in pachinko.
How is that? It is a game meant only for young and foolish and weak people. Not for honorable warriors who follow the code of Bushido.
There's that word honorable again, Christy. As in, saying that it's honorable to take some of those innocent little steel balls and fire them from a catapult to try and murder an enemy that you're scared of.
Ryan hoped that the warrior might rise to his bait and give him an excuse to challenge him to an out-and-out fight. But the scarred Yashimoto turned away. JB and Mildred had gone for a walk among the ceremonial gardens that lay in the large courtyard at the center of the ville, though they weren't gardens like anything the armorer had seen before. They were spare and seemingly barren, mainly carefully raked patterns of gravel, kept immaculately smooth, with some larger, rounded stones set at careful intervals. There were only 3 plants, a brilliant red acer and a weeping cypress, with a small cropped willow. At the center of the garden, a tiny fountain dribbled water through a series of iron bowls stained with ancient verdigris.
Kind of restful.
Mildred smiled at JB.
Makes me feel rested, too. In fact, I wouldn't mind too much if we emulated Doc and went for a short rest.
The armorer considered it, looking past her at the steep roof of the main house. She could see the fountain reflected in his spectacles.
Yeah?
But don't be too enthusiastic, love. I can always go and watch the water dripping.
Sorry. Just thinking about how well-built this place is. To have survived 100 years of quakes. They knew what they were doing.
Ryan had been told that the captured Ronin was being examined and tried in front of a panel of the surviving samurai, headed by Mashashiga.
Wonder what the punishment is going to be.
I heard him say that he would fight the prisoner himself if he was found guilty. I can't imagine that there'll be much doubt about that. Not with 100 or more dead servants floating in the sea back there. Their attitude to death and dying is strange. Most vills that had lost 3/4 of their fighting men would be in a state of total shock and anger. They just seem to feel philosophical about it. It's happened, so we might as well get on with living. I don't understand it.
As they strolled together through the quiet corridors of the fortress, they saw a pile of magazines set on a lacquered bamboo table in a room that looked out over the courtyard and formal garden. They then spotted Mildred and JB walking past the window, hand in hand. Ryan was about to call out to them.
Leave the lovers alone.
Yeah, guess you're right.
Christy walked to the table and picked up one of the magazines, finding that it was a hand-printed comic in bright colors.
Gaia.
What is it?
Look at these mags.
What about them? Whoa, fire blast.
Strong meat, huh?
Ryan didn't answer. His eye held by the amazingly pornographic and startlingly violent sexual images portrayed in the pages of the comic. Though he couldn't read the Japanese lettering that was splashed across the side of every page, it wasn't difficult to follow the story. A woman pirate queen seemed to have taken a ship prisoner and was having all the captives taken to her cabin for the most hideously inventive bouts of sexual torture. Christie's was an alternate version of a similar story. It seemed like a Japanese general from the Second World War had taken a truckload of American women, nurses by their uniforms, prisoner, and was submitting them to an almost identical hell to that shown in the magazine Ryan held.
Well, I've seen porn before. Mostly I don't mind it, as long as there's not kitties or animals in it. What's the old phrase they used to say before Skydark?
Consenting adults?
Yeah, I don't mind, long as it's consenting adults. But this is real triple sicko stuff.
One of the victims was bloodily bound with barbed wire, and his hands had been severed at the wrists. He was stretched out on a rack in front of the pirate queen, who was forcing him to pleasure her with his tongue. One of her minions was straddling the mutilated prisoner while pouring hot candle wax over his chest. In the background, there were some even more unspeakable tortures going on, cunningly and graphically drawn and colored. The principal color on the pages of the comics was a brilliant crimson.
I think Mildred mentioned these things. They got a special name. Manga. I think that was it.
Rings a bell with me. I think I've seen enough to get the picture.
The trial hadn't taken very long. No more than an hour had passed since the prisoner, Mashashita, had been taken into the secret court, still wearing his bloodied, muddied green kimono. Ryan and Christy saw Jack coming toward them, with Issy tottering along after him on her tiny bound feet, her hands clasped together in the sleeves of her beautiful gown, her eyes fixed adoringly on the teenager.
Hey, heard the trial over.
Who told you?
Yashimoto. Sort of nasty grin when he said it. Said to tell all that punishment was soon. We was to watch.
When?
Jack turned to Issy.
You know when?
Issy unfolded a fan then, covering her face, and whispered something to Jack.
Tonight in the courtyard, Lord Mashashiga will punish him.
Tonight, courtyard in the center, Lord Mashashiga will do it. Punish him.
How? Said he'd fight Mashashita.
Jack looked again at Issy. She folded the fan and brought it down against the side of her slender swan's neck with a savage, unmistakable cutting blow. The outlanders already knew why Hideyoshi and Mashashiga stood in the doorway of their guest room.
Call all hands to witness punishment. Flogging around the fleet.
Not flogging, Doctor.
Merely a figure of speech, my dear fellow. Old Western custom.
Like tarring and feathering? I have read that is old Western custom.
Yes, or rather, no. Or on third thought, perhaps it is better just to let the matter lie where it is.
Lord Mashashiga, I'd like to talk to you. There's a danger of an attack by the Ronin.
They know how very weak you are with such devastating losses from the sarin gas. You must use every available man for defense duty. We could take out a small raiding party